Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and a couple of little changes. We have a couple LumenFit Photon basically has reduced the Inlight technologies. They're no longer on our site. We have the Inlight, we have the Lumen technologies, and I'll be working on diligently getting it up to the epigenetic frequency treatments in the next 3 to 6 months with their engineers. We have, of course, that video up that you can see on Vimeo and YouTube on 9/11. And, of course, I found out in the last hour that from Dr. Betty Martini that part of the reason why Donald Trump probably doesn't listen to us, or he's filtered by the Kelly filter and the staff around him, that he drinks 10 to 12 diet drinks a day. I mean, Donald, stop it. Start listening to us and stop drinking diet drinks. And I don't know what is going on in the White House, but I'm going to tell you, it's not like Woodward tries to say that it's completely pandemonium. But if he keeps on drinking these drinks, he's not only going to not listen, he's going to screw things up. As I have predicted already, the thing with North Korea is never going to happen unless he gets Russia and China on side, which can be used with both a stick and a club. You know, in other words, the carrots on the end of a stick and a club. But we have to feed those people. We have to also force China and Russia to behave themselves, which they aren't, because they perceive America, which is the big bully of the world, as ready to clobber them with a nuclear attack or an economic attack. And by the way, China is teetering. If we decide to ban their products in America, the Chinese economy will collapse in 2 to 4 weeks. People don't get this, do they? And they also don't understand that if we act like bullies, like when we're telling Idlib and the Syrians that we're going to don't dare use chemical weapons, this is Trump being an idiot again, basically saying in advance of something so we can do a missile attack at a cost of $15 million for each Tomahawk missile to fire them into Syria, probably to destroy some empty buildings. And by the way, if they try to bring in troops directly or think that they're going to eventually dissect Russia and Iran away from Syria, they're delusional. It's never going to happen because Syria wouldn't exist without their allies, Iran and Russia. And Russia's not going to lose not only their Latakia naval base, they're certainly not going to lose their military bases inside Syria because they're the ones that got rid of the ISIS fighters, not us. In fact, John McInsane, who died recently of his glioblastoma, did selfies with our trained and supplied ISIS fighters fighting against the Syrian regime because we wanted to do regime change. So Trump, you need to get a reality check. You're screwing up and you're not listening. What do you think?
Well, he definitely is getting very poor information, Dr. Deagle.
He's also not listening, okay? If you even listen for 10 minutes our show, he'd realize, like, well, I think Deagle's a not-no. It's called competent. I was competent when I worked in 1997 with Reserve Admiral Hughes 21 years ago on Operation Topov and Dirk. I was competent when I was next down to Commander Schwinder for the special op team coming back from the Alpha Premier building and then got fired and death threats. I was competent when I worked in the intensive care unit and burn units in Georgia back in 1987-88. Guess what? So are you. You're just competent. And these people that are politicians need to realize they get bad advisors, they get bad information. Yes, they're in a position of power, but he's screwing up. He's not going to stop the New World Order. He's certainly not going to stop the superstorm hitting the United States because we have weather modification and protective technologies, but this superstorm category 4 or 5 is going to hit. The largest storm to hit the United States north of Florida in 2 days, and they're doing nothing because Trump doesn't even know we have the space-based technology to protect us. We have no missile defense. He talks about the Space Force. Why are you talking about the fact that we don't put pebbles up? It was discussed in the 1980s with Gorbachev on one side, and on the other side was President Reagan. I talked to the four-star general who actually sat between them and told me that they were not putting up the proper technology to protect us. We haven't protected our power grid. We don't stop cyber protection. In fact, even Google refused to do a cyber protection with the Pentagon of our power grid and our air traffic controllers, but at the same time suppresses the people in China. What the hell? Trump, you need to use your power to stop this foolishness. And he's not doing it, is he?
No, he isn't. And unfortunately, the aspartame and those Diet Cokes is not helping his brain at all.
Diketopiperazine jet fuel, formaldehyde, methyl alcohol. He says he's not a drinker. Guess what? You drink that many Diet Cokes, you've got methyl alcohol. That's the stuff that even the hillbillies pour off first because they don't want to go blind or die, okay, have a cardiac arrest. Even the hillbillies know better. Don't drink that crap. But when you're taking aspartame, you're putting methyl alcohol and formaldehyde and diketopiperazine into your brain cells and your liver and your brain and your cardiac induction pathways. So guess what? Mr. Trump, you think you're a genius? You're not. You're maybe very talented at your business. You're a communicator, but you're not listening. And damn it, you better listen to us because we do know and we are competent. So I'd like you to get into this today because, I've got a potential terrorist attack. I've got this one here that's calling in. Agent Dave, okay? Agent Dave's calling in. Go ahead, Agent Dave, and raise your question.
Well, if you're an agent for Mutual of Omaha, you're not really much of a secret agent there, but Dr. Bill, your cardiovasc may have really, really helped me. And instead of walking up the stairs and getting winded after two flights, you can just keep going. It takes 6 months. But you're over that. So anyway, you know, you want to know they're going to come up with something, and it might be years from now. And I
I can give you time windows. We talked about this in the video two days ago, with because I work with bioterrorism and war game simulation with the FBI and CDC nationally. Okay, I'm not just a minor person. I was actually working with the national director for the Center for Disease Control and the FBI on Operation Top Off and Dark Winter's appointment under Reserve Admiral Hughes. Here's what's going to happen. We have a superstorm coming at us right now, which they could divert. We have dirty bombs, and when Napolitano, which is the basically the border control agent involved with Homeland Security at the time of Obama in the first term, he made the statement that we couldn't stop nuclear materials coming across in trucks from Mexico. We allowed open traffic across from Mexico, and now don't have radiation detectors. And by the way, you don't use just radiation detectors to detect high-speed electrons or beta particles or neutrons. You have to use what's called torsion field imaging because you can have shielding that'll prevent those isotopes from causing a normal level coming through. Because you can have we call not a suitcase nuke, but a container-sized nuke and take a whole city, just like that miniseries that was put out a few years ago, 7 years ago. But we have to understand.
Okay.
Yeah, so here's what's likely. They're going to use plausible deniability. This storm could be stopped. It's going to cause unbelievable obstruction to North and South Carolina, all the way inland, up to maybe 400 or 500 miles. Number two, it's very likely with the financial situation in Europe that the German banks are going to collapse before the fall, before the end of this fall. It's very likely we're getting geoclimatic surges of methane hydrates all over the world, so the climate's surging all over the planet. And they're going to claim on it it's too many SUVs or too many people driving cars. No. It's methane hydrates because the Earth is about to have a crustal slip of the lithosphere on the crust, on the mantle of the Earth. They're not protecting the grid or the power grid of any nation on Earth with UHF transformers. We have 10,000 in America, so we're doing nothing. So somebody in a garage or a basement in Bulgaria could cyber attack our system. We could have an EMP from a small weapon, let's say you put up 100,000 feet, 300 miles off the coast, and one another coast could take out our entire nation and eat people who literally after 2 weeks eat each other. So I don't see any preparation for biological terrorism, electromagnetic pulse, coronal mass ejection, anything. In fact, they're actually amplifying it by causing water shortages, which we talked with Deborah Tavares. So what I see happening, and the same thing's going on with what John W. Spring, he was a whistleblower for the Cuban Missile Crisis. We're not getting through. In fact, we have so many letters coming back with the same stamp signature, we could wallpaper an outhouse for the BS that's coming back from the White House. I'm not impressed. I'm getting pretty freaking angry that these people are waiting until something happens that's going to be geometrically worse than 9/11. It might be a dirty bomb, that killed a lot of people. Go ahead.
Do you think they could set off an atomic bomb like in a medium-sized town like Milwaukee with 400,000 people, and then the excellent detectives, the maybe the kind of caliber, the people that found Mohammed Atta's passport down there at the World Trade Center would just happen to find a few other atomic bombs that were not really armed with Arabic writing on them, and then everybody would know, well, that's where the bomb came from.
It's foolishness. Look. How can they not find the so-called black boxes from aircraft that go into the building, but they can find unburned passports? And by the way, a number of these people they say were involved in 9/11 weren't even brought to trial, let alone to our facility in Cuba. Okay, so you know the fact is, you know, if you keep on feeding people garbage and they believe it, you know, it's not surprising 17 years later we're not wiser.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
People because
well you know that they, I but the thing is it's not spread. I've been doing my show at Genesis Network 13 and a half years. I bring on top experts like John W. Spring is a geographic and geopolitical genius. And the more I talk to him, and John, you're listening right now, the more I realize if we don't get through to Donald Trump, we're going to have a terror attack. And if you look at the hyperbole of the ridiculousness of Woodward's book and this anonymous agent and all the other craziness going on and the proxy killing of the president, I can guarantee you a menu of terror attacks. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I know the first thing is they want plausible deniability. So this storm, they get deniability. Oh, I'm sorry, the water is too warm. It can create superstorms. You can turn the damn thing away. 12 years ago, I think it was, in Sao Paulo, Brazil, the Russians called up the Brazilians and say, hey, we got technology that can move that storm away from smashing into your biggest city. Do you know Sao Paulo, Brazil is the largest city in the southern hemisphere?
Absolutely. I know what I
It's like there. It's like almost like 28 million people, for damn sake. And guess what? It would cause unbelievable devastation because the city doesn't have protection against proper construction of buildings and the favelas all over the damn place and hills and everything. Water control, everything. They have nothing. So guess what? The Russians flew in an Aeroflot jet and moved the storm away 12 years ago. You don't think we have that technology? We're the number one in space-based technology. That's why I get a kick out of Trump telling you we're going to start the Air Force, the Space Force. Trump, stop it. I know you got the name, Masonic name, Apollyon Rising, because you're going to recolonize Mars. We have a colony on Mars since 1982. The first statement that the Director of Space Command said to me and Dr. Ogrodnik is, we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars. I said, you mean the moon? He said, shut the hell up, Deagle. This is a come-to-Jesus moment, okay? So you idiots out there, including Trump, trying to lie to the public that he's not aware, because I'm sure Trump is aware that there's a lot of anomalies that make him ask whether or not 9/11 was an inside job or that we have a ton of stuff in space which could divert storms like this superstorm. They didn't stop it a year or so ago. Remember when Trump was remonstrating how Puerto Rico and these other places were trash and still in a disaster zone after these storms. There's no reason why these storms have to hit us, period. Number two, there's no reason why...
It was in the 70s or 80s that the Secretary of Defense, Thornburg or Thornton, testified before Congress that, oh, yeah, we can control the weather now. This is like...
They've been controlling the weather since the Vietnam War, when they're creating superstorms over Vietnam to try to get rid of the Viet Cong. And people say, no, Dr. Nick, I said, look, I don't know some of this stuff. I have a photographic memory. I know everything. And that's what scares even other broadcasters in this network and elsewhere. Do you think they want to have Deagle on their show? That's like bringing a wild animal uncaged onto your show. It's not an easy, funny thing. Because if you make statements that are stupid, like, hey, it's only thermite that destroyed the buildings, I'm going to tear you a new rectal exit point. Okay? I'm sick and tired of stupidity out here. And it's, whether it's aspartame or stupid health care, like they will, you know, Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders clause. But the fact is, we have whistleblowers, and I've been a whistleblower 5 years ago, that we have missiles on the Guatemalan-Mexican border, which they remove quietly. You don't hear about that, do you? Or the fact that we had Nicaragua, we had missiles there. In fact, even Mr. Putin, in the last few years, has visited... Where's the place, John? It was he visited one of the...
Puente
in Nicaragua. Wasn't it Nicaragua?
Yes.
Where this is the longest runway, the only way you can bring a Russian airflot jet in to do all this kind of crap and bring in even submarines. And the fact is the Russians are tooling up because they don't trust the West. We're not showing any evidence, in fact. That's why they got Russiagate. And it's not so much just to get rid of Trump. It's to make sure there's no deal made with Russia to stop a future nuclear war. China's bad enough, but if we get in a nuclear war with Russia as early as 2019, that Paul David Roberts and other experts have said, is basically stated from Germany. We talked about this last Friday with Harley Schlanger. We could have a nuclear war as early as 2019, because if Trump is assassinated or impeached, do you think there's going to be any restraint by these other countries scared out of their mind about what we can do to them next? Because the most evil nation in history is, ring the bell, America. We're also the greatest nation on earth, but we're also the most evil. And we'll kill our own 3,000 citizens. This is like an ancient battle on the plains of the Shinar.
To move public opinion. Kill 3,000 to move public opinion. Why not?
Exactly.
So we can move the military.
And then promulgate a war which cost us trillions of dollars and raised our debts through the ceiling. And then the idiot, the deconstructor, Obama, doubled that debt during his 8 years in office and destroyed our economy to make us a post-colonial world. And then the idiot's out there trying to turn history upside down, pretending that he's going to get Democrats. These aren't Democrats that are American patriots. These Democrats are coming in and trying to deconstruct and destroy America with unrestrained socialism, which is always bad, rather than trying to get national health care for everybody that's affordable. There's control between you and your doctor. They don't want to control the borders. They want a borderless place where you don't even have ICE agents. If you don't like certain things ICE are doing, bring some amendments to it or change the rules. But don't go and think you're going to get rid of ICE and get rid of borders and think you're going to have a safe nation. Then you want to disarm the public? How crazy is this? And the fact is, Venezuela, I guarantee you, as we speak, I'm going to put money on it. And I'm not a gambler, that a lot of the nuclear weapons and the missile technology is already being transferred to Venezuela. What do you think, John? You think it's likely?
Absolutely.
I'll put money on it that their ships already arrived in Venezuela with Maduro, who now is dealing with, I think this year they said it's going to be inflation is 1,000,000%. They got people leaving the country. In fact, I guarantee that a lot of the people trying to get across our border are people of Venezuelans just trying to get the hell away to Colombia and other countries in South America. But this disaster basically is feeding the monstrosity of Russia and China that want to destroy us, because we're dangerous. We're
so
dangerous.
The government's so weak, they just have to consent to letting the Russian our armaments come in, because the government is so weak, they just have to
let them. No, they're not weak. They're inviting them. See, we talked about this a few months ago, didn't we, John? That we had a gentleman who was actually working at Los Alamos, who was actually from Argentina, and he was a nuclear expert. And he actually offered to an FBI agent, I think in 2015, I think it was, or 2013, he offered to actually build nuclear technology and missile technology for Venezuela. Because Maduro and the government there wants them. Okay?
That makes sense.
Right. I'm going to tell you, if you think we've got a big problem now with Cuba and Nicaragua and Guatemala, Venezuela armed to the teeth sitting on 7 trillion barrels of oil with their own supply of uranium. You know there's tons of uranium in Venezuela? Not good, is it, John? What do you think?
Not at all. In fact, most people are unaware that not only does Venezuela have oil, but it has more oil than Saudi Arabia.
It has ten times more.
A terrible economy.
It has 10 times more oil, and the way they treat the local, the international oil companies is disgusting.
Yes, it is.
And this guy Maduro, what I would prescribe if I was Donald Trump is I'd prescribe Delta Force to come in and decapitate the government. That's what I would do. A decapitation. When you got a bad dog, you need to take it up back and shoot it in the head.
Yep.
And that's what we need to do. People say, oh, that's bad. I said, no, when you have somebody completely out of control that actually is threatening America, I guarantee you, if they acquire missile and nuclear technology, Maduro will threaten the hell out of us as a proxy of Russia and China. Because Russia and China are frightened. China right now, people don't realize this, if we actually decided to ban all Chinese goods, their economy would collapse in 3 to 4 months. Did you know that?
Yeah, I believe that completely.
Right, did you know that by October this month, North Korea is running out of money? The only people keeping alive are 4 banks in China. We know their GPS addresses, where their bank's located, all the lists of the boards of the banks in China, keeping Mr. Kim going. That's why he's not going to get rid of his nukes or his missiles. Are you kidding me? He's caught between a rock and a hard place, and we're not helping it because Trump's not listening, is he? When we come back, we're going to hear a prescription from Don W. Spring of what we need to do to get Trump to listen and stop wallpapering our outhouse.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Prescription. You mentioned a lot of details on the break. I want you to kind of repeat some of them, because what we have is a situation that's cataclysmic. My feeling is whatever combination of disasters, whether it's a superstorm heading towards Southern North Carolina, or a dirty bomb going off, or a financial collapse in Europe, or a super plague like this plague coming in from the Middle East that's already killing people with the flu, and very, very early, by the way, in the flu season. But the chances of a disaster or an attempted assassination of the president, I looked into this friend of Don Jr., who ran a hunting company. He was 47. He was a linebacker for the 49ers. But the fact that this man died, I'm an expert on post-traumatic brain injuries and so on. And I can tell you, the fact that this guy died so quickly, you don't die quickly of CTA. The fact that he died so quickly suggests to me some nefarious activity. Suggests to me that this is a warning to Trump and his family, like, hey, we can't get to you yet because you got your private security force and Secret Service, and you got Secret Service around your family, but we're going to start killing you, and we're going to take you out. And if you don't behave yourself or mention even things like 9/11 or start doing things to actually collaborate with Russia, because if you want to say what triggers off more nastiness than anything, and this is why we still have Mueller-gate and Russia-gate, is they don't want Trump to actually start working things out so Russia doesn't get so paranoid they want to have a nuclear attack against America at some future date. The very thing that's going on in Syria is a trigger for that. Idlib, as you mentioned, is very near Latakia and the very largest naval base for the Russians in the Mediterranean Sea. And it literally is yards away from them to fly up and knock the hell out of the people. And in that area of Syria, there's around 3 or 4 million people. Many of them move from other parts in Syria to get away from the disaster and the killing fields. And in fact, I get a kick out of the comment that Trump's saying about chemical weapons. Chemical weapons are the least of their problems. Being blown to bits is a bigger problem, isn't it? We've got the Russian and Iranian air forces. And the problem is, is we collaborated to bring in those terrorists to supply them with sat phones and heavy artillery and anti-tank weapons, and we're part of the problem. In fact, we got selfies of idiot John McInsane, who's recently dead from his glioblastoma, in 2009, doing selfies in a town near Amman, training with Israeli Mossad and the Special Activities Division of the CIA, training these terrorists to actually try to do regime change in Bashar al-Assad. It's not going to happen. When Trump says he wants to have a peace agreement where Russia and Iran are out of Syria, Syria won't exist, and Bashar al-Assad won't have a pulse if Russia and China, Russia and Iran leave Syria. It's not going to happen, and Trump needs to get a reality check that what he needs to do is start doing deals with Russia so we can restabilize the world and stop these terrorists, and stop the terrorists within our own government that did 9/11. Damn it. I'm sick and tired of hearing it's just the problem with the left and people like Hillary. Trump is as much a big problem, as far as I'm concerned, now as Hillary would have been. And he's not facing the music about the terrorism activity. He's threatening the use of missile attack, which is probably going to get a hit an empty building and not save any of these civilians. They're going to be slain by the millions or thousands, tens of thousands, because an air attack by Russia and Iran will kill these people like they'll drop like have you ever seen these cutter bombs, and they drop and they literally chop everything at about the height of about 3 feet high? I mean, damn it. Don't people understand? Trump, you need to get a reality check, boy. You do not understand this, do you? And you're actually inflaming the situation by threatening not only Syria, but threatening their allies, Russia and Iran. This is not a smart move, is it?
No, it isn't. But on the other hand, something's got to be done to prevent this slaughter from occurring.
It would be very simple. What they need to do is immediately have the head from Russia, Putin, and the head from Iran come to America and have a sit down and put everything on hold. Everything. No attacks on Idlib. We need to surgically remove these terrorists from Idlib and let Syria be Syria again. And we keep on trying to say, you know, Syria, she is still territory. Do you know that the director and owner, one of the owners of Fox News, Murdoch, yep, owns a lot of the oil well services on the illegal territory that's still Syrian territory in the Golan Heights that the Israelis are drilling on with a proxy of American companies, including Murdoch of Fox News? Damn it. And America is defending these guys that are basically stealing territory from Syria, thinking it's all good. If they could, they'd chop it all up and have pipelines running all over the damn place for the benefit of the Arab Emirates and everybody else over in the Middle East. And Syria would cease to exist. And by the way, the only country that's defending Christians and Jews is the government of Bashar al-Assad. If you're a Jew or a Christian in any other place in the Middle East, you're a dead duck, except in Syria.
Yeah, but I'm also concerned because a very high percentage of the population that's currently in this province,
Idlib,
are Christians. Of course, it's predominantly Sunni Muslim, but
there's a lot of Christians there, right?
There's a lot of Christians there too. So for those of you that only like Christians and don't like the Muslims, you better take another look at that situation. And with the technology of the Russian Air Force and the Syrian Air Force, and even certain aspects of the Iranian Air Force, in a very short period of time, we're going to have a genocide in that area, and it's not going to be very pleasant.
Well, I'll tell you what the danger is to me, and this is the future next step. Next step is the expansion of Turkey. Turkey wants to take a lot of that territory.
Yes.
Also, they want to carve up a lot of it. They want to carve up a lot of it and make sure it's an expanded version of Israel.
Yeah. It's a very, very tragic situation. Turkey recently, or I should say more specifically, the president of Turkey met with both Putin and Rouhani in Tehran.
Right.
And he tried to indicate to them that it's not such a good idea to bomb them. And, of course, Putin and Rouhani both believe that just so infested with terrorists that they have to destroy the whole province. And that's what
they're doing. Does Turkey really think they're going to get away with trying to oppose Russia and Iran and get away with it?
Well, that's the question that remains to be seen.
I can tell you what will happen. Our insulated air base, where we have tons of nuclear weapons on there, and lots of aircraft are going to get blown to bits. Because when Russia starts to go crazy, and there's this big exclusion zone between Turkey, where a lot of the refugees kind of migrated to Europe, that corridor is exactly where a lot of them arrived through the Middle East and arrived up in Europe. That's straight through Turkey. And the Turks are playing really hardball games with the Europeans, saying, hey, we want billions of euro dollars, so we won't let these people be dumped into your countries. It's a very, very deadly game there. And by the way, if you're a Christian, the chances of you surviving one of these death camps all the way to Europe is extremely unlikely. And of course, until Trump came in, who's now supporting, trying to protect some of the Christians, but the actions he's taking are anemic.
Yeah.
They're anemic. And they're not going to stop in this Idlib area. A lot of Muslims are going to die, but a lot of Christians are going to die, too.
Yes. And originally, a lot of the Christian refugees from Iraq have gone into Syria, only to have to flee Syria and hopefully get to Europe.
That's why they went all the way up to the far corner there near to Latakia, because they're as far enough away, and they're also close to Lebanon.
Exactly.
Right? The southern area of Lebanon.
Turkey.
Yeah, well, also near Lebanon, too, because the area of Lebanon is very close as well to not only Turkey, but Lebanon.
Lebanon's further south, Dr. Siegel.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that's why a lot of them are migrating from those areas. They arrived in Lebanon as well.
Yes.
Where do you think, what would you say if you're giving a prescription to Trump? What does he need to do next? But threatening Syria, saying don't use chemical weapons, like, how about this? Why don't you call a ceasefire and try to have an immediate agreement so you don't go and kill people and make it the killing fields? Not only that, people don't understand, if we let this disaster happen, it guarantees that the Russians and Iranians have absolutely no intentions of leaving, and it guarantees a future war between not only Syria but Syria, Iran, Russia, and Israel. And that war, by the way, will be the trigger for World War III. Not North Korea, not Venezuela. That's where the final trigger is, right there in the Middle East.
Right. But you don't want to draw your red line on chemical weapons. That's stupid. Too remote.
The red line should be any kind of air-based weapon, shouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We're talking about the fact that how Trump handles this is going to determine the future of what's Middle Eastern war that will trigger off the thermonuclear war of the end of the secular age. And how does that be? Well, Russia both is negotiating with Turkey because they notified the Turks when our Special Activities Division of the CIA tried to do regime change 2 years ago in 2016. That's before the election. And Russia notified them, and that's what saved Erdogan's butt. The fact is also his allies with Iran. Iran basically has a base down there. Israel came out and just clobbered the hell out of the Iranian so-called missile silos and other sites inside Syria, etc., near Israel. The fact is that the Russians are not going to leave now, especially because the dialogue with, even after giving that special football or soccer ball with the digital chip in it in Helsinki, the fact is, I don't know of any back channel to communication that's going to destabilize and prevent this from happening. If there is a killing field there, it guarantees that Russia and Iran are not going to leave. It guarantees that they're not going to do regime change. and it also further guarantees that at some future war, Damascus, like it says in the Bible, will become a ruinous heap and become the last city, this most continuous living city on earth, will be destroyed, as it says in the Bible. I see it coming. You know, I talked to Bill Salas, who was on the show about 2 years ago about this in his latest books. I think that what Trump is doing is very apocalyptic. He's screwing up. There's going to be a killing field, and it's going to guarantee a future nuclear war with Israel fighting against Iran, Russia, and Syria. And it says in the book of Ezekiel 38 and 39, I beg you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh. Now, if you read the ancient Bible in Aramaic, you actually understand that Meshech and Tubal were Moscow and Tobolsk. They're not cities in Turkey, as some people try to say. They're cities in Russia. Rush, it says Rush. In fact, if you actually read the words of the Vilna Gaon, which is a song that's sung by the pilots when they receive their wings on Masada in Israel, their pilots, the Israeli pilots, they sing the Vilna Gaon when Rush crosses from the Bosporus to the Mediterranean. They say, put on your Shabbat or Sabbath clothes because Messiah HaMashiach is coming. Now, they didn't accept Jesus as the first Messiah, but the Jews still accept, like when they had Shona Tova, the Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah this week, which is the first day of the Jewish New Year and the fall feast days, they all believe the Messiah is coming. These are people that are Jews and never accepted Jesus. But Messiah is going to come when a war with Russia happened, and it's in the Vilna Gaon, which goes back 2,700 years to Ezekiel. Do you know that?
Yes, and it could happen very soon.
Very quick, and I think it's going to be delayed. It's my suspicion that Trump is going to overcome these things, but he's going to stumble along. He's going to get reelected, but he's also going to sanctify the temple by 2021, which is 3 years from now, in the fall of on Sukkot, which is by rabbinic law, has to be done. And 3.5 years of false peace will end after he leaves office, and God knows how long afterward, but we're going to go through a series of disasters that eventually result in thermonuclear war and death of most of the population of Earth. People say, oh no, Dr. Daigle, that won't happen. I said, well, you got all these nukes. You got sides that are not talking to each other. You got the danger of things like a coronal mass ejection and plagues. What do you think is going to happen if there's economic collapse and all these other disasters? Some of them we are creating, some of them are natural that we're amplifying.
Yeah. So, Dr. Daigle, if we stand on the sidelines and allow Idlib to be destroyed, 3 million people in one of the worst holocausts in...
It guarantees the fall of Damascus. It guarantees the thermonuclear war between Israel and Iran and Russia. It says, I am against you, O Gog. Now, you know the word Gog? I have Hungarian friends, and they say Gog is the land of Gog and Magog. You know what that is? Russia.
North Russia.
North Russia. And do you know if you go through the Red Square, and you go to the latitude of the Red Square, it passes right through Mount Moriah in Israel. Do you know that the Red Square in Moriah, Israel, is exactly the same second and
same longitude? Yes.
Same longitude, man.
No, what longitude?
Longitude, as I say, the same longitude. And what I mean by that is that we're looking, staring down the barrel.
Same meridian.
Yeah, we're basically staring down the barrel of the end of history. And Trump basically allows the lid to be a killing field. He guarantees a future thermonuclear war between Israel and Russia. And if you look at the table of nations that are listed there in Ezekiel 38 and 39, we know them all now. They're all the allies of Russia in the Middle East and the Far East.
Yeah. By the way, since you did mention Moscow, let me just share one bit of trivia with you. You've noticed all of the very picturesque domes on the Cathedral of St. Basil in Red Square?
Right.
They were designed by Italians, but they were designed to commemorate the victories of Ivan the Terrible in Central Asia. And
right.
So all of those domes actually signified the crowns of former Islamic kings in Central Asia.
Right.
Who were beheaded by the Russians. Now, a lot of people don't know that. But it gives you an
so
idea.
All those fancy domes that look very colorful are actually the crowns of previously slain Islamic warlords.
Yes. And they were designed to commemorate the early victories of Ivan the Terrible in Central Asia. But this gives you an idea as to what the Russian perspective is towards the Muslim or Islamic world. And if... Idlib is allowed to be destroyed, you can imagine what that's going to do to the rest of the Arab world. Not necessarily the Persian world, but the Arab world in the Middle
East. Exactly. Now, people have to understand that, you know, that Russia opened their doors to all the white farmers and settlers in South Africa that are about to be slain by the crazy government down there. Do you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Did you know that Russia and considers Vladimir Putin, who travels with a Russian East Orthodox senior monk, to be like a walking St. Paul of the Bible? Do you know that the Russians think of that?
It doesn't surprise me.
2 years ago, he set up what's called National Fertilization Day, a day when actually you get off work in Russia so you can actually make babies because their population's collapsing. The lifespan of Russians over the last 20 years since the fall of the Soviet Union has dropped 10 years. Most men are dying of heart disease, diabetes, and alcoholism, and their suicide rate in Russia is ridiculous.
Very high.
Very high. And the amount of drugs, they actually have inferior drugs coming in from Afghanistan, which we permit, causing crocodile, which is such an inferior form of heroin. When they inject it, it causes infections, and their skin and fingers and so on fall off like they're bitten by a crocodile. That's why they call it crocodile.
Yeah.
And our government and their collaboration with the Taliban, which we're now trying to work on a peace treaty, is helping it. How evil are we? Raising $2 trillion a year in illegal drug trade, killing 70,000 Americans with heroin coming in from the area, it's the same people. They have a counterinsurgency program spending $68 billion a year in Afghanistan, and it's not winning territory, it's losing territory to the Taliban, who we're collaborating with the drug trade. And they're even allowing illegal drilling for strategic minerals in Afghanistan under our nose, and we're permitting it.
Yes.
Because the Taliban, who are working with us and collaborating on the drug trade, are our buddies, our partners. Just like the illegal cartels in Mexico, which is why we had Fast and Furious, so we could bring in illegal drugs across the border that kills American citizens, so we could have trillions of dollars going to black op projects like underground cities and off-world space projects, genetic engineering, and all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah. But the American people are not aware of these things.
They are if they listen to the show. But most people don't have the sense to even argue with somebody like Deagle. Most people say, I'd like to spit on you. I had one guy a few months ago who says he wants to shove a gun down my throat and kill me. Make my day, boy. Come down and try to harm Deagle, and you're going to have the last days on earth, boy. Not going to be pleasant. And don't say, oh, I'm an awful person because I'm going to defend myself. No, I'm an American, I'm a patriot, and I'm a Christian. And I'm not going to put up with your crap or intellectual idiocy that's going to put all of us at risk. All of us. And by the way, you, Trump, aren't listening. You're not listening. You're drinking 12 aspartame-laced drinks a day, and you're not listening when you still believe that 9/11 is not an inside job, and you're threatening Syria, and you're not making a deal with Russia, which is guaranteeing a future nuclear war. Because you don't make a deal with Russia, they're going to nuke us somewhere down the road, aren't they?
They certainly are. And by the way, there's even the possibility that Putin was in on 9/11. But we'll talk about that another time on another program.
Putin? I don't think Putin was involved. I'll tell you who was involved, because I know all the details. It was in an island, it was a special operations division of the CIA, and those bombs were put in there by their contract to the Israeli Mossad nuclear division that put some micro-nukes under the security officer for the building, the brother of George Bush, Marvin Bush, who was the security officer for the World Trade Center towers.
That's right.
Okay, so you think I don't know? Deagle knows all the ugliness going on. I knew about the bombs going off in the basement that stripped people's skin off their bodies before the first so-called aircraft hit the building, which, by the way, they tested out and made those buildings to tolerate the kinetic force of a similar-sized aircraft. Before they even built the towers, it wouldn't have done anything, and it certainly wouldn't cause it to collapse at near free-fall speed. This is all BS. If you believe the lie, you're going to have a bigger terrorist activity soon, and God help us, I don't want to see more Americans die, but guess what? You Trump me to wake up and smell the coffee, because the terrorists are us. Just like Toys R Us, which is gone, terrorists are us. How's that?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.